Shalom, everybody. It's good to see you all. I want to confess the amount of studies that we have for this week and the amount of opportunity that we have this week. It's all honestly so tremendous. I am overwhelmed. Why do I mention this? This Shabbat, and it's all on this Shabbat, we are going to read two parashiot. And these two parashiot are the last two chapters of the book of Shemot, the book of names. And we know names all are indication of the vessel that carries the chokhmah and the knowledge, and tevunah, that means the willpower of Hashem. Every time we unite with this force, the light, we acquire, every time there is a contact between us and this spiritual force, it's not a physical force, this is spiritual force is the source of existence of everything in the world. Adam bounds to receive three energies. Chokhmah, that means wisdom, power of differentiation, recognition. Tevunah, that is a power and understanding and the compassion of capability of doing. And Bina, which is understanding. Da'at, which is knowledge. Knowledge. One does not do any stupidity unless he's exhausted of knowledge. Lack of knowledge causes me to make mistakes. What I know does not hurt me. What I don't know hurts me. This acquirement of the knowledge to make me capable is when only I come into contact with the light of Hashem. This week we are reading two parashiot, Vayikel vePekudei. This Shabbat, we say Berakha of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that takes us to Passover, the Moed, that means the time of Passover. That's where I prepare my vessels for receiving. That means I have made my vessels, I have polished my vessels, I have corrected my vessels, and I am going in the period of 49 days, in totality 50 days, and I fill it up with this light that will help me to carry out another 12 months. This Shabbat, we read the parasha HaChodesh Hazeh, which is the first mitzvah given to the Bnei Israel upon coming out of the Egypt. This Shabbat is a very powerful Shabbat. So it's Shabbat, and that's why I chose, Torah chose, to discuss the two main most important aspects of creation. Creation was not created because God lacked anything. The light, the source, the unknown, the infinite, the Or, called Or and Sof, not because Chas V'Shalom it lacked anything. The purpose of the creation was that the light to be, to come and be established in the mundane world, in the world of physicality. The world of spirituality, the light doesn't have no problem. There is nothing, no boundaries. However, God created, and out of the light created the creation and allowed at a ratzon to be established that is opposite to the ratzon of the light. Follow this. When we talk about infinite, we are talking about an infinite amount of energy. I know I am a limited person. It's very simple. If I drink too much water, I drown. That shows already I am limited. If tremendous amount of knowledge given to me, suddenly I burn a fuse. I cannot handle it. I cannot grow up in the matter of night. I need time and I need patience and I need education step by step to grow up and to be able to handle things. And so is to receive the light is not a process of, hey God, I'm ready, suck it to me. I have to be prepared in receiving it. We are talking about a light that caused creation of infinitum of stars. We cannot count. It's enough to look up and recognize the humongous and gigantic creation that I am within it. It's enough for me just to go and look within the creation of man. The mind of man, the production of the man within, and recognize how complex the system is. How capable is the system? And that just the thought overwhelms me. Now, the purpose of the creation, as we said, is to cause through free will, establishment of Mishkan, that means a location, a vessel that can handle and receive Kedusha, the light, the raw material. Now, in order to understand this, one has to look at what energies make a person whole. What makes me whole? Complete. If I talk and only talk from my heart, am I whole? No. If I talk to you only through my brain. Am I holy with you? No. If I talk to you through my logic and brain, and talk to you from my heart, am I whole with you? No. Because I have the logic, and I give you the logic, and the logic is a med. I'll give you from the Torah, and as long as I talk the Torah, Torah is a med. So logic, I can explain to you under one condition. Under one condition, my logic, my knowledge can be transferred to you if you are not chutzpah. Because a person who is chutzpah, what is chutzpah? Obnoxious. If a person is obnoxious, even if you tell him the truth, he won't be able to handle it, he won't take it. But since we are here because we want to study something and understand, there is no obnoxiousness. So therefore this knowledge can be transferred, but from the head to head. Can I transfer my feelings to you? He said, no. You cannot possibly ever get what I feel. You can only feel what you feel. I can give you the knowledge, but you have to create a vessel in order to feel what you understand. you understand that there is a light, a force that is capable to create what you see. Beyond even for what you see. You created the Hubble telescope to see even to the end. And when you look at the images that this telescope gives you, you cannot even imagine it. Now you want to bring that force that created all this within you because you want to feel it. The understanding, the knowledge you get from the teacher. But the feeling, you need to build the vessel. And that's what the Torah says, Tasuli Mishkan, make me. Make. Literally, it's a making process. It's a process. Can you make this table without a tree or without wood? Can you? Can you make this chair without the plastic and the material, the raw material that went in making this chair? Impossible. I'm not God. God can create something from nothing. I need something to create something else. Follow step by step. We are going to slowly cross the wall. It's a wall. So here comes, explains that in order, God is not interested how much you understand God in your head. God is interested how much of God you feel in your heart. How much you feel God in your heart. The head trip is easy. There are teachers, a lot of good teachers around. The father, the mother, the brother, the uncles, the grandfathers. The teachers all are there to teach you, and they teach you of their experiences. And every one of those teaching is sweet to the mind. But none can transfer the feeling from their heart to your heart. But they can show you how to build a Mishkan. Mishkan is made of two words, Memshin, that comes from Moshe, and Chafnun comes from Chanoch, who is the prime minister of Hashem. God took Chanoch from world, took him up, and he made him Malach Matat. Well, eventually we'll learn. And these two, Moshe and Chanoch, are two that will help us through Bezalel to make the Mishkan. What is this Mishkan? This Mishkan has lengths, has widths, but has the capability of bringing the infinite into finite. And that is the miracle. To feel the light of Hashem. Exactly the same feeling that one felt in love. Same way that you feel the person that you are in love with in all Kedusha. And you feel. You feel the love. You feel the burning. You feel the being away. The feeling of you cannot be separated. If you don't feel those things, the rest is bunch of maloney if you say, oh yeah, God is in my heart all the time. When you feel and you tap into that energy and God connects to you, that means you have created a place that this Kedusha can reside. And be established. And only then you can feel it. And the purpose of creation is to bring this light into mundane world. There is a way. And it's the work of a Jew. By a Jew is the capable vessel that can bring it. Because what, how do we call in Hebrew vessel? Bravo, kli. How do we write kli? Chaf lamed yud. Chaf stands for Kohen. Lamed stands for Levi. And yud stands for Israel. Rashei Tevot, the first letters of Kohen, Levi, Israel. Three energies together, united, can create a vessel that can push the light into the mundane material world for purpose of causing the creation to exist and continue. We are the vessel and the cause of continuity. If we don't do our job, this continuity will be hammered, and there are forces outside that are looking that a Jew will follow the instruction. Otherwise, they come after the Jew, because the Jew is responsible. Now, in order further to bring light to this, what we are talking, which what the Torah is talking, we explain a complete partsuf, a complete Adam is the person that has a rosh, head. The head is indication of intelligence. So I must have intelligence. I must expand my intelligence. I have to expand my IQ, my knowledge, my tevuna, my chokhmah. There is a way. I'm not came to this world with the limited of wisdom. I didn't came to this world with the limited of knowledge. No, I can expand my capacity. I have come here to expand my capacity. I am capable. I'm given the opportunity to expand my intelligence. That's the head. Then there is the body part, the middle part. And this is the part that things get processed. I eat food, and this food goes through a whole lot of factory of bringing it to initial elements, to the basic elements. That means I cannot get the energy until I go to details of elements. Can I eat a raw eggplant and a raw steak and a lot of salt inside and a lot of pepper inside and every other thing, and then sit down in the sun and say, okay, cookie? Can you do it? Is it possible? Prior me digesting it, I have to make some processes, some do some work. If I want to make this table, can I take the tree as it is and form it into a table? Would it work? It won't work. Can I take a baby 6 months and make him Einstein overnight? Won't work. Can I come up just by accepting putting a kippah and a tzitzit and a Torah under my arm to become a Jew? No, it won't work. It requires a process. So this body is part called the process. And what is the top of this body? It is a stomach. Who is sitting on the top of the stomach? It's my heart. And what goes on in my heart? What's going on in your heart? I can look at your eyes and I can more or less understand where is your head at. But do I know really where is your heart at? Would I can grasp what's going on in your heart? No, sir, your intention is concealed and is only known to you. So the top of this process sits, what is your intention? A complete man must have an intention. You must have a goal. You must have a cause. You must know why you are you are. You have to understand what is your reason of being here. What do you want to get? What do you want to do? Why did you eat? Oh, because I ate, and I ate especially good food and especially chosen food, and I made it the way I like it because I want to get nourished. And how about your spiritual nourishment? Because you're not only physical. There's a spirit in you residing. There is godliness residing in you. Who is feeding that God? Who's taking care of that spirit? Your intention. Is your intention to find a comfort zone for yourself? Is your intention is to fulfill all your wishes? Or your intention is what the work is for you to do? Your intention is to achieve your purpose. Your intention is that you don't want to go empty-handed out of this world. 120 years? Do you think is enough? Do you think really 120 years is enough? Imagine. Nothing. Because Adam lived 930 years. And he knew when he's going to die. Because God told him, you're going to live 1,000 years. And he already gave 70 years of it to David the Melech. And comes 930, 929, he goes back to Hashem and he says, Hashem, I haven't done anything. This is 930 years. Hashem, I didn't get anything. Can I get the 70 years back? So 120 years certainly is nothing. Before you know it, it's gone. It's nothing. Go back. How fast it passed? Saturday to Saturday, how fast does it go lately? And it's not going to go slower, it's going to go faster. Speed is picking up. So, I don't want to go out of here empty-handed. There is, after the process, there is another part called the end. After you're doing all the process, after you draw everything, all the energy, and you put it in an element, what are you giving out? I brought an example of a restaurant. A restaurant buys a whole lot of raw materials, raw food. And what it takes, what does it do? It takes the raw food, and this is applied to all the factories, and I'm sure everybody is in some kind of a business. Or you are a housewife, or you have seen how your mother cooks. You buy the raw material, you combine it the way you have a formula, your formula, end result is the food that you put on the table. How many steps did it take? 3 steps. Number one is you got to acquire the raw material, because if you don't acquire the raw material, you cannot do anything with it. Step number two, you took the raw material and put it through a process. And after you put the process, the end is the result of all the work that you have done. If you bought a good raw material, if you bought good mushrooms, and if you bought good tomatoes, and if you bought a good product, and you took the care of details, and you really used a good formula, you get a delicious food. And if you're not careful and you put too much salt, it's a problem. If you burn the rice, it's going to stink. Now, so is the Adam, is the intelligence, is the heart, is the intention, and the leg is the final part of my body. Is for what purpose? What is this going to give me? What this has to come out? How many of you really go Shabbat to your parents? Right? Is the food that they put in front of you is delicious? Of your mother cooking, isn't it good? Everybody's mother cooking is really delicious. Tastes good. Really, nobody else makes as good as mommy. Is that correct? Yes. Why? Why? Only one reason. Because she does it out of love. So the end result out of all the process and the work you did, what makes this food most delicious? How much true love out of that intention comes? So the final production has to be with what? Love. Ahava. That makes a human being complete. That means if you use any intelligence and you activate your intention properly and you put in the end result love, then you are Adam. You are complete. Otherwise, you are still crooked. You have not stepped in being Adam. Now, at the same time we looked that in order the factory to work, the factory has to get the raw material, process the raw material, and produce product that creates and causes ahava and love. Good. Now, excuse me. Isn't this any different than I connect to God and say, God, I want your energy. I want your energy. I am missing you. I want you. Give me the chokhmah. Give me the tevuna. Give me the da'at. Give me the intelligence. Give me the heart, the compassion. And give me the love to produce what I have to produce. Because I want to produce a mishkan, a vessel, in order to fill you. I want to be one with you. How can I be one with God, the light? Only by knowing him. I cannot bind with him if I don't know him. Knowledge brings unification. The affinity comes if I feel him. If I become similar to him. To find his character. He has already given me 7 good characters. That if I establish these 7 good characters within me, I will be similar to the Creator. The whole problem is that I have is I don't know how to get his energy. How do we get energy of the light? How do we get energy? How can we tap to this raw material that I can process and create a vessel of continuity and love? Because unification with God is with love. We say Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, right? Va'ahavta et Adonai Eloheicha b'chol levavecha. That you loved your God with all your hearts. So it's all this has to produce the love in me. And whoever fell in love knows that when you are in love, you can move mountains. Nothing can stop you. Now imagine you have affinity and unity with the love of God, which is inclusive of Chokhmah, Tevunah, Veda'at, which is knowledge of him. For this reason, the parashah this week, the 2 parashiot, as a matter of fact, the 4 parashiot that we started from before, is teaching Bnei Israel how to create this Mishkan. How to create this vessel. And God has put Moshe, which is the totality of Neshamot of Israel, is the whole, and we are the parts, each one of us. He's the whole. And through the Moshe that brought us the Torah, to connect to the energy above called Chanuch, Malach Matat. So create exactly the way the Mishkan is up in the spiritual world, created in the mundane world. For that, the Torah teaches me I need Moshe, I need Chanuch, Malach Matad, and I need an energy called Betzel El. Because the Torah says, very simply, V'idaber Adonai el Moshe, and God came to Moshe and told Moshe, Re'eh, see, realize, Karati Shem Betzel El. I made a name called Betzel El. And this Betzel El, this name I have put in him, an energy of Chokhmah, Tevunah, Veda'at, in order to make your Mishkan, in order to be able to have the know-how to do the Mishkan. So I have to connect to this name called Betzel El. There is nothing in this creation that is not within me. There is a name in Torah, a name of Betzel El. So there is an energy, an embodiment within me that has that knowledge, that tevuna, that chokhmah, that I can make the Mishkan and therefore feel the godliness within me. Everybody is, we are together? Any questions? Now I want to learn how to find this Betzel El within me. I want to know how I can connect to this energy. I want to build the Mishkan and I want to feel the light of godliness within me. That's the purpose of this class. Betzel El, the meaning, Tzel means the shadow. Shadow. El is the name of God, of Chesed, kindness, compassionate. So to do this energy, I need to find, and under his shadow, under his cell, to be able to build this Mishkan, this vessel. Now, how much of electricity can we hold in our hand? I want to make something very clear. How much raw electricity can I hold in my hand? 12 volt I can, that's a battery. It shakes a little bit my skin, but doesn't do me anything. If I go to 210 or 110, what does it do to me? Can kill me. Now imagine that I put infinite energy into my body. Can I get it? Can I handle it? I'll tell you anything. You cannot handle, I cannot handle, nobody can handle to know the truth about the rest of my life. Do you know if somebody comes and tell me exactly what's going to happen to the rest of my life, what things going to happen in my life, what's going to happen to me? I immediately will just have a heart attack and die of the fear. If they overwhelm me with all that information that's going to happen, all the things that's going to happen in future to me, if I know it now, I cannot handle it. Are we walking the now? I want to receive this energy, raw material called the light of Hashem, the ore. How can I do it? God says, I want you to take this light down and create a Mishkan so I can be down there. But I haven't done the Mishkan. How can I get the raw material? Where can I get the raw material in order to make a Mishkan? I want to read you from the beginning parasha. Because from next week, and by the way, Next week we won't have class. The following week we're going to have a class. And we're going to start for Pesach. So I'll miss you for next week. But miss me as much to come back on the following week. Not more than that. Now here it goes, and what the Parsha Vayikel says. He says, Vayikel Moshe, that means Moshe assembled. I don't know how he assembled. Did he blow on a trumpet and everybody came around him? But it says, assembled et kol adat b'nei Israel. All the people who seeking the energy and the knowledge of the Torah, Moshe called those. Those who were not interested and were obnoxious, Moshe didn't want to deal with. Moshe told and said, I'm going to give you and I'm going to tell you and I'm going to give you a secret and I'm going to show you and I'm going to help you. Only those who are interested to acquire the knowledge. That's a step one. Vayikel Moshe. Vayomer Elehem. And he told them, Ele hadevarim. Those are the things, the words that God has given me to give you. Now, there is a secret in the word of Ele, and slowly we should start understanding. Ele comes Aleph Lamed Hey. When we go to the Parashiot and we read Torah, we see that Torah uses the letter Vav. And what is the significance of Vav? It's connecting one to the other. Me and you. Without the Vav, me and you cannot be connected. So the Vav is the connection. What happens if there is no Vav? It says Ele. If he would say Va'ele and these are, and these are, that means whatever was in the past is going to continue on. But if the Vav is taken from here, what's what it means? Whatever was up till now is nullified. Whatever goes from now on, it's the working aspect. Whatever up till now happened, you guys went and I gave you the Ten Commandments and you went and you created the golden calf. You betrayed me. You didn't have the animosity, the tenacity. Right in front of me where I gave you the Torah. You went and you created something that is totally forbidden for you to look at. What did God says? I told you, don't eat from the tree of knowledge. I explained it to you. But yet, you went and you used your inchy-binchy logic. And you thought that you're doing a favor to yourself. And you ate it and you caused death. Do we do still the same thing? Do we come to a point that we say, hey, God, would you please turn around? I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to follow you. It's the same scene. We're still continuing doing it. So God said, look, whatever you have done up till now, all the mistakes that you have done, you betrayed me, you belittled me, you ignored me, you've had fun with me. You laughed at me in my face. Forget it. I forgive you. From now on. This is the rule. Forgiven, forgotten, I accept. That's what the Torah says. This is the work from now on. He says, what is this work? He says, Ela Devarim Asher tziva Adonai l'asod otam. These are the things that God told us to do. From now on. Sheshet yamim, 6 days, ta'ase melacha. In 6 days, do all the work that you think with your knowledge, with your wisdom, with your understanding, with your manipulation, whatever you have 6 days work, to all the melacha, every whatever you think is fit, do it. However, Obeyom HaShivi, on the seventh days, Yeh Lachem Kodesh. But however, on the seventh day, make it Kodesh. It doesn't say don't work, don't do. Because when on Shabbat, we go and sit down on the Shabbat, our mothers and fathers, do they work? Do they cook? Who is the last one sitting eating? Who is the last one going to bed? That's not melacha, that's not work. How come she works? She's not keeping the Shabbat. She's keeping the Shabbat better than you and me. She's really doing the Shabbat. But she's working. So what Hashem says? And I want to share with you in a very simple form what Shabbat is. Because Torah is ending the book of wisdom with Shabbat. And he says, without Shabbat, you cannot possibly create the vessel of Mishkan. There is no way you will feel God without Shabbat. The only raw material that you can get in order to create the vessel is Shabbat. I said it. This is the rule I said. Ela devarim, these are the things that you got to do. It's not for you to make choices. It's not a matter of choices. It's not a matter of, say, God created 7 days. So you know what? It's not good for me, Shabbat. I make it Sunday. You know, it's a Sunday. It's the day of sun. It's good day. You guys know how Sunday became Sunday holiday. You guys don't know? Because they decided after 300 years, this guy went away and said, you know what? We don't want to be like them. We want to be different. They don't eat pig, we eat pig. They do Brit Milah, we don't need to do Brit Milah. And you know what? They want to keep Shabbat. No, we say Shabbat is not Shabbat. Shabbat is Sunday. That's the beginning. Why not? It's God Day. And that's how it started. Now, but God says the Shvi'i, the seventh day, 6 days you work, the seventh is Shabbat. And he explains it. Shabbat Shabbaton. La Adonai kol aseh bo malacha yamud. Whoever gonna work and make a malacha, he's gonna die. And God, tell me what the malacha is. Yes, Chachamim came, they said, you know, during the week you do 39 type of works. On Shabbat, these 39 works that you do on 6 days, you don't do on Shabbat. Hey, this is too complicated for me. I want to make it simple for you. I want the simplest way to tell you what Shabbat is. And he continues, he says, Lo ta'avru esh. Because he knew that somebody is going to come and says, what is this melacha? If I open the refrigerator, did I do good or not? If I drive, can I drive? I love to go Shabbat to Bet Knesset. But you know, Bet Knesset is very far. Can I drive? What a question. That's not the idea of Shabbat at all. Because he tells you here what it is. He says, Lo ta'avru, don't mix. Esh, the fire, bekol mishpotechem, in all your family. Don't mix fire with fire. I mean, how many kind of fire we got? We got fire and fire. Is there difference between the fires? Follow me. Okay, so in reality, I tell you that Hashem tells me that in order for you, you want to get the raw material, since I cannot come to you, because if I come as it is to you, I'm going to cause you burnout, I'm going to overwhelm you. Since the material, the raw material that you are acquiring and you want is a special handling, you need to be prepared to receive it. You cannot pull it straight down and use it. You have to put it into a process. You have to come and make an aliyah. You have to come. How far can you come close to me? How far can you come up? How much you are capable to rise and transcend? How much you are ready to free yourself from the mundane world? How much you can click off? Because at the beginning of the classes, I ask you guys can cut off your thoughts? Stop your thought. Shabbat is the day that you learn how to click off. The fire that you burn during the 6 days is not the same fire that you burn on the seventh day. That heat, what is fire? How much is fire in you? How much you want it? What you want during the 6 days is different what you want during the seventh day. Two different urge. Two different requests. Two different material. Two different energy. We call not the 6 days Kodesh. He calls the seventh day Kodesh. And what's the meaning of Kodesh? It's complete. It's a raw material, a spiritual. It's a high-intensity electricity. For that, you have to rise. You have to transcend. Don't do mundane work. Whatever the mundane work is. Whatever. Don't do it. So what should I do? Do and bring out an esh that is not mundane esh. And what is non-mundane ish? Give me an example. What is fire that is not physical? Say that.
Joy.
Thank you. Love. Joy. Simcha. That's ish. It's a fire, but it's not a mundane fire. It's a holy fire. And on Shabbat, only that's fire. Because that's how you transcend. And then you are ready and able and capable to receive. To receive what? Based on what? Based off 6 days, what did you do? What were your intentions? How do you use your intelligence that you got? And your intention and the fire of your heart. And how much love did you create? How much continuity did you create during the week? How much good gomel chasadim? How much good deed did you do? How much did you improve? How much connection you find to your family and to mishpochoteichem? Those are surrounding you. What these 6 days did you do? As per what you have done 6 days, equal, you receive on Shabbat. You don't have to do anything on Shabbat other than bring joy to you. But you know what's the joy for me? I like to get a barbecue, couple of good steaks, bucket of beer, cold beer, go to the beach. That's joy to me. What kind of a joy is this?
Mundane,
don't forget it. Because never in the Torah says, is Yom Menucha. Yeah, not Menucha for you. Yom Menucha for Hashem. 6 days he was looking after you, so you don't make really something wrong. He made sure you don't kill yourself. On the seventh day, Vayikel Moshe. Now I want you to know the secret of Vayikel. If we go to the sentence that I read for you right at the beginning of this parasha, that it says, V'beyom ha-shivi'i. V'beyom ha-shivi'i. The first letter is Vav. Ha-shivi'i, first letter is Hey. Yehye, first letter is Yud. Lachem, first letter is Lamed. Kodesh is Kuf. Is Vayikel. Vayikel. That means only on the seventh days I can connect to an energy that Moshe gathers all those who are interested to receive the knowledge of Hashem. Only on the Shvi'i. Only on Shabbat. No other time. I don't keep Shabbat because I don't want to touch fire. It's not only at all matter of driving or not driving. I'll do my utmost to transcend in order to assemble and be part of the seekers, the Chacham Lev, that they are seeking the knowledge of Hashem, to bind with Hashem, to be one with Hashem, to feel the love of Hashem. That vehikel, that assembling with Moshe only happens on the Shvi'i. That is the matter of Shabbat. Because if I don't get on Shabbat this energy, this raw material, I don't have anything to process 6 days. And if I don't process anything in 6 days, I don't have anything to show at the end again for the next Shabbat. So in reality, when I don't keep Shabbat the way the halacha and the Torah says, what's going to happen? The Torah says, Yamut. You will die. Oh, I don't keep Shabbat. I don't die. The obnoxious comes and says, you know what? I'm going to eat pig, chas v'shalom. I'm going to put up a barbecue, steak, and I'm going to do all the things that possible on Shabbat. I want to see whether I'm going to die or not. And then after the Shabbat says, you see, I didn't die. This Torah says you die. But I tell you, Talmud says, Harasha hu kemo dead, kemo met. That means, as soon as you say this and you think this, you disconnect yourself from the source of life, and you are as good as dead. As good as dead. Now, is the dead person receives chokhmah, knowledge? None. He's dead. There is no way that I can expand my intelligence. There is no way that I can expand my intentions and correct my intention and make them transcend my intention. There is no way that I can create a true, true love in my action, in my being as a Jew, unless I bring Shabbat into my life. Transcend, become holy, because that holiness doesn't come to the mundane material world. I have to transcend, and by doing mundane work during Shabbat, it's impossible for me to transcend. I do 6 days work of goodness, gomel chasadim, in order to earn the moment on Shabbat to receive that raw material that I can produce knowledge, wisdom, tevuna, in order to build a mishkan, build a vessel, so the godliness can reside within me in order for me to feel the love of the creation. And I assure you, when you feel the love, when you are in love, and one has to feel the love. That's why God says, you know what? I make you 15 teenagers and you're going to fall in love, and you realize that kind of a love is only momentary, is infatuation, and it's going to finish. I'm going to give you a husband and a wife, and you realize what love of a husband and a love of wife is, in order to be introduced what love is, that you don't have really the patience, and you want to go back to your home, to your wife and to your children and the home that you have created, because you have affinity and love toward them. I give you the love of the father. I give you the love of the mother. I give you the love of the friend, all for you to be recognized what love is. Because if you don't feel love, you won't feel me. Because after all this love, love of the father, love of the mother, love of the children, love of the wife, love of the husband, love of the friends, love of all the loves, you come at the end to a one conclusion: love of creation, love of God, love of the light. And for that, in order for you to be a vessel of receiving and having this love within you, so that gives you credibility. Let me become more simple. How many of you have felt love? How many of you have not felt love? How many of you do not remember what love, feeling of love is? So everybody knows what love is. Now, imagine the extent, the moment that you felt this love in intensity within you. How powerful you were. Is anybody miss the feeling? You feel that love? Now imagine that you really get the love of the Creator. Is there anything that stops you to do? Now I'm going to teach you a formula. Because through this formula, and I want you just to hear it, that's going to help you. Every Shabbat, there is a moment that we say Keter Yitnu when we are praying, and we connect and we receive a totality of energy that God promises to give us. And this energy consists of three parts. Has Chokhmah, wisdom, has Tevunah, the power and willpower of doing, and knowledge of how to do it. And this three energy comes in three form of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. It's three part. God gives every Jew as per what they did. Now, what's the trick? If you were tzaddik during 6 days, God is going to give you an extra, a tosefet, a booster. You know these cars? Ferrari, you push the car, the gas, it goes to the end. But right to the end, if you push a little bit more, suddenly it's a boost, boof. Now that booster that I need more than anything is given to us on Shabbat. But as per what you did the 6 days, if you were a tzaddik, you are going to get a nefesh, ruach, neshama of a tzaddik to help you as a booster. If you did lashon hara, if you lied, if you stole, you're going to get a neshama of a thief to help you further. Whatever you do in 6 days, God equates it and gives it to you. In a matter of fact, it gives you enough rope to hang ourselves. But if I realize what opportunity it is, and I keep the Shabbat the way the Torah says that I keep the Shabbat, not the way I think I should keep the Shabbat. As a matter of fact, I should nullify, because what I think is only of concept of mundane world. It's not the concept of a spiritual world. I only know of mundane world. So for that I come to the mercy of Torah. For that I come under the flag of Moshe, Vayikel Moshe. For that I find the Yom Shevi'i, 6 days I get beaten up, and 7 days I come under the umbrella of Moshe. I come under the Torah of Moshe. I disconnect from all the mundane things. As simple as it is, extremely simple. Honestly mean it. Some people, they come to synagogue to show the latest hat. Many people come for many reasons to synagogue on Shabbat. But Ariya Kadosh says only, you know, where, why? The simpler things. When we go out of this world, what do we wrap ourselves? With a white cloth, that's it. Gone. Simple. So you come to Shabbat with extreme simplicity. Not too much complexity. Complexity is the 6 days. Shabbat is pashut. Simple. You come only for transcend, to receive an energy that you cannot get during the mundane world. It's only available on the 7th days. So God comes and says the following. Teaches a sentence. Because in the morning, I say, Keter Yitnu, those that they come to Shabbat and know the tefillah, I connect to the Keter. I connect to the highest level of energy. That means I have made established connection. I haven't finished the work yet. Established connection. And then comes in the afternoon in the mincha called Et Ratzon. What is Et? Is the moment of Ratzon. Is the moment that God gives me the Ratzon to continue. And here comes at the end, the third part, on the Aravit. And in the Aravit, I use a sentence which made of 3 parts. And I say, and I read it for you, and those who don't know the Hebrew, if they want, they come, I'll show it to them, and they right now just understand the idea. Because this is what the idea of Shabbat is. The totality of Shabbat is summarized in these 3 parts in 1 sentence. And I say in this sentence, I use this sentence during the week whenever I do a mitzvah. I say it twice. I keep on everything I do saying this sentence because the secret of Shabbat is in 1 sentence and not more. And I'm excited. I'm overwhelmed. Because the Shabbat is given only to Bnei Israel. And more than anybody else, the Jews ignore Shabbat. And I am standing in front of you, not just saying it because you believe me. I am privied to see a miracle. I am privied here that I'm standing in front of you today. A Spanish gentleman worked for me since 5 years ago, and he was totally into the New Testament and the work of Christ, him, his family, his 3 children, his wife, his brothers, all of them. They couldn't recognize and see anything else, but this is it. This is the Torah and the holiness. That man, today, oh, yesterday, not only him, at age of 32, 3 of his children, all of them went through Hashkacha of Bedin, and they circumcised. They keep Shabbat beyond imagination. I feel ashamed the way he keeps Shabbat. And you know the Spanish people, that they come here to make money. And Shabbat is the best time for them to make money because they get the best hours. And they get the best tips. And they get the best money. And this guy says, forget it, you give me $1,000 an hour, I'm not coming Shabbat to work. says Sheshet Yamim. He tells me, Sheshet Yamim Ta'avodu Shivii Yanafash. You know what meaning Yanafash? So what is Yanafash? He tells me Yanafash. Because on Shabbat you get Neshama Yetira, you get Nefesh Ruach Neshama for a whole week. And you want me to work for you? You don't pay well. Somebody like that says something like this at age of 32, he goes and he cuts it. And it's not easy. And tomorrow he's coming to work. And I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm coming to work. So what about your pain? I said, that's okay. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Just I'm walking like this. That's a lesson for us. I've been privy to this, to see this miracle. But we Jews, kashe orev. And I'm inviting you this Shabbat, make a commitment. This Shabbat, put the intention. This Shabbat says, you know what, God, I'm not telling you to become kosher. I'm telling you, come to Shabbat. Say, I am what I am. But I want to walk your walk. I want to feel you. I want to make a change. I want to make a difference in my life. I want to change my way. All of you have studied last year. Good amount of Torah. You have been practically about 47 classes together, probably over. Year I know you new faces. What the Torah has done for you? Ask yourself. Is the Torah made any changes in your life? Have the Torah that you learned made you better? I would answer for myself. I really didn't do as good as I expected. And I ask myself, why, Joseph, didn't you do as good as you should be? Because I did not implement the Torah that I was supposed to implement correctly. The fault wasn't the Torah. The lack of success was my negligence. My bad habits that I didn't change. That's why Passover is a new vessel. We have a chance to start it beginning. It's the new beginning. And it starts to receive an energy, a raw material. And I say this, that's why I say, and you guys see this? Vayi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu. Vayi Noam, that it will be the pleasantry that will be accepted to you. That is worthy for you be pleased. Here it is. I came back to you. I'm here. This is Shivi. This is the meditation of Shabbat. God, I'm here. I don't know what I have done these 6 days. I don't know any better, but whatever I did, I'm here, but Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu, please accept this. Accept this vessel in order to give me a tosefet, sheiskele tosefet, she I am going to be the worthy in us of together, the extra. More than what you gave me that I am alive, give me the extra, give me a little bit more energy. I need that power. Sheiskele tosefet neran. To give me a little bit more oomph into my nefesh, into my soul, into my being. B'meshech HaShavua, for the next week, for the next 6 days. Ma'aseh Yadenu Konena Aleinu She I will be Zechut Yiskeh to be more holy, transcend. לתוספת על ידי מעשי טובים. So I can get your in this energy, and this is the commitment I make. Listen what it's teaching me. I am defining a discipline for myself. That I came here for whatever, I didn't know any better, but whatever I did here to Shabbat, I'm with you, give me the tosefet, give me this extra, so I can go for the next week to do ma'asim tovim. I want to do good things. I want to cause love. I want to cause goodness. I want to cause gomel chasadim. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good mother. I want to be a good daughter. I want to be a good son. I want to be a good daughter. I want to be simply a good Jew. A good Jew. I want to be. Announce it. Say it. That's what Shabbat. That is not a mundane work. Because you are meditating with the Creator. You are transcending. You are talking to Him one to one. And He allows you on Shabbat to talk not in the mundane way, but into a holy way. And He's teaching you that on Shabbat, leave alone everything else. Nothing is going to go. On Shabbat, you can stop everything. Click it off. You need time off. So he said, Ma'aseh yadeinu kononeu, Ma'aseh yadeinu kononeu aleinu, give me this extra. I want to do good with it. Very simple. Good. For what? Ma'aseh yadeinu kononeu. That I want to this goodness. It's a spiritual what you are giving me. But I want to take it through a process and take that spiritual thing into material thing, mundane things. Listening what it says. If I want to pick up and pull the energy and bring it into the mundane, that means go after the pleasures that my body tells me go after, what I have done. I've pulled it for free. But if I go 6 days, I think every day, that means zechor, remember. Shmor, I keep the idea of Shabbat. I keep the idea of Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu. Ma'aseh yadeinu kononehu. I keep the idea. That is the secret of shmor, that means keep, zuchor, remember. Which means, I work, and I see something that I like, I want to buy. Why do I buy this? He says, anything you buy, anything you acquire, anything you receive, give it a purpose. Say it for Shabbat. You buy a new clothes? So I'm going to wear it the first thing on Shabbat. So this way, what's going to happen? Is Shabbat is going to go out of your mind? Anything you do is for sake of Shabbat. So this way, you're doing two mitzvah. And the mitzvah first is you remember Shabbat. And you keep Shabbat during the 6 days. That means you are making the Mishkan on 6 days. God gives so importance to Shabbat that He says even on Shabbat you are not allowed to make Mishkan. The purpose of creation is to make a Mishkan. But He says on Shabbat, stop making even the Mishkan. On Shabbat is you to transcend. I give you the power to transcend. Because I cannot come down, you are not ready. So I allow you to transcend. So you can receive that holiness. So you can take it down into the 6 days of non-holy. And get a spiritual energy and convert it into Gashmiyut. Into material world. Simple form. You want to be rich? You want to have a good husband? You want to have a good wife? You want to have good kids? You have problem with your kids? You have problem with your work? Oh, don't bring it on Shabbat. Forget about it on Shabbat. Whatever problem you have. But on Shabbat, come and God said, God, give me that energy to fix all those problems that I have during the mundane days. Give me the energy. So I can do what? Ma'aseh yadeinu konenehu sheyit yituknu ma'asim shepagamnu. And what's the purpose that I want to do gomel chasadim, so to get to energy and correct all the mistakes that I have done before? All the barriers that I put between myself and you, I want to eliminate. My purpose of all this is to create such a love between you and me that makes me bayom ha'u ye Adonai echad u'shmo echad, that I will be one with you. For that time, I'm keeping the Shabbat and I'm transcending and I'm bringing your Torah into my life. That is the secret of Shabbat. That's what these two parashiyot say. That's honestly the totality of what Torah is really teaching me. That how to create this Mishkan and bring godliness into my life. Bring godliness into my fingers. Bring godliness into my heart. Bring godliness into my knowledge and intelligence. And to bring godliness into my love. A marriage becomes successful if God is the third party. I guarantee you, a marriage that God is not involved, you cannot trust that man. That doesn't make, because he's religious, so that means you can trust him. Because a religious man has an animal in him too. He can be as bad as any animal. But if in the family, in a man and a woman, there is God and exists God and rules the rule of God and there is Torah, the hardest moment of life becomes the sweetest time of life. There is not a problem that one cannot solve. When you have Torah and you have Shabbat and you have faith in your life, faith, the most difficult moments becomes easy and cherishable moments. But yet, if God is not in your life and you do not establish and look Emet in your life, I assure you, the most negligible point becomes mountains of pain. Eventually, it catches up. There is a brit, Beini o Bein Bene Israel. There is a covenant between God and the children of Israel. God doesn't forget, but Bene Israel can forget. And by forgetting God, God has to send a notice, and sends one notice, two notice, but it can get as hard as you can imagine. It's very simple. Because he won't forget the covenant that he had with the forefathers. That aspect of me, whether I want to be a Jew or not Jew, is no longer a matter of choice. That choice was established, made a covenant and signed upon long before by me. Question. Why there are three oats? Okay, Shabbat. That's, if you want to break the name Shabbat, is Shin Bat. That means the daughter of Shin. And who is the Shin? Shin has three hands. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. By you keeping the Shabbat, you become Bat, the daughter, receiving of the energy of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, which is the same energy of Chochmah, Bina, and Da'at. That means wisdom, knowledge, and Tevuna. That's what the Shin is. The reason that people, the 17 nations in the world, are jealous toward the Jews is because of Shabbat. Because of Shabbat. And they look at us, really, and they are amazed how the children of Torah ignore such a most important time of their life. Every week, God is there to give us the intelligence, the Chochmah, the Tevunah, and the Da'at for me to make a good life out of my life. And yet, we think that we know better. That our smart, our logic, our intelligence transcends the intelligence of Torah. Next. Yes, please.
Can you explain, you said we make a place for God to come to our heart. What is the, you are telling me something infinite come in a body that is not infinite.
That was the problem of Moshe, correct. Okay, I want the last part I want to ignore. But I'll tell you the first part. God comes and tells Moshe, shows the Moshe how the Mishkan to be done. Okay. That means how to bring the infinite into finite. Okay. And Moshe says, doesn't make sense. So that's why God calls the Bezalel. That means he gives him the understanding and the capability that you can bring infinite idea into thing that doesn't have, it's totally limited. You told me right now, it's impossible. You can't believe it. I'm going to show it to you. What you tried, what point did you try to make? What's your point? Follow me, everybody. I'm right now playing. Okay. What's your point?
Wait, of my question?
Yeah.
I want to understand the thing that they believe and the thing that you are telling me. Is it similar?
It's very important for you.
Or I'm making a mistake here of understanding?
No, you're not making mistakes. Moshe asked the same question. So your question is as good as Moshe's question to God. I'm literally mean it. And I'm asking you, is this point so important for you? Is very important?
I wanted to understand it because all
the... Is it important for
yes.
you? Very good. Very important?
Yes.
Of course it is.
That's what I asked.
Right? How can you put such an important thing in one point? Because the point doesn't have no width. Doesn't have any height, doesn't have any length, doesn't have any depth. What does it have? Nothing. But how can you put so much of ideas and importance in nothing? How can you, from a point that is nothing, you can create the whole world of geometry and calculus and all the high mathematics from a point? Which is nothing. Excuse me. Still I don't get it. Pick up your finger. Anybody else has that tip of finger you got? Come on, a little bit. One more person. Infinito? He said, don't start thinking with your mundane brain Because the way you think is not the way I think. Your way of thinking is only your way of mundane world. Because when we take the actual measurement that the Torah gives for the Aaron, actual measurement, and we get the actual measurement of Mishkan, it doesn't fit. It's too big for it. Come on, God, these measurements don't fit. He says, hey, you know, I taught, and that's the secret of what we studied last week. He says, I taught Bezalel how to put my names into the length and into the weight and into the height. So, one thing that is impossible becomes possible. Follow me. What you think it's impossible becomes possible. But you will not feel it until you do it. Because the intelligence cannot get it. Now, let's go further than that.
Feeling it, I understand. I felt God in my heart, not all the time. In some situation, I did it. But I want to know the difference of the idea that you are talking and different of their idea.
I tell you what is talking about. Why it gives you a mitzvah of shmor v'zochor. That means remember and keep it. Keep it. If you are and we are in the mode of keeping it for one day and losing it for half a day, or keeping it, losing it, I haven't felt God yet.
No.
No. So I tap into an...
With you all the time?
Not even a split of a second.
Even if you do something wrong?
Come on. When you were in love, do you disconnect with your love? Even a second? As a matter of fact, you don't go to sleep because you don't want to disconnect from the love. If you are in love, you can't sleep. You don't want to sleep. You have so much energy that you don't want to go to bed. Come on, if you felt love, you know what I'm talking about. It's not a second that you will forget it. You don't allow your time even to your mind to function because you don't want to lose it. Every one of us, we want the soulmate. Why do we want the soulmate business? Why is it so important for me to connect with the soulmate? Because when you connect your soulmate, you cannot separate. It says that separation becomes the most painful things. I'll tell you what. You put every day tefillin. One day you cannot. You know what happened? You had to give it so for them to check. They promised that they're going to deliver it back to you in 24 hours. They didn't. And today you don't have tefillin. You cannot go anywhere to get a tefillin. You are not putting tefillin. Is it a big deal? If you miss it. If you feel bad, then you are connected to your tefillin. But if you say, so it's one day, I'll put it tomorrow. Twice. I'll put it twice, thank you. I like that. I put it twice. I learned from God. God came to Monday, realized Monday is not a good business, so he didn't say Tov. And instead, he said on Tuesday, Tov. So I'll do the same. One day I didn't put, next time I'm going to put twice. Homework. The idea is you're not in love yet. You are not in love. So now you have a cause. You specifically have a cause. To go to Shabbat, hey God, here it is. I understood I haven't really done the work in a complete... I'm not happy with the work. Because with all the Torahs that I have done, I haven't brought the Mashiach for myself yet. Have you?
Kind of.
So you haven't done enough? Oh, kind of. There's no half pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. You cannot be half pregnant. Either you got it or you haven't got it. It's not kind of. All of us, we have God in kind of. We want to get out of this kind of. I want to do the job. You sweat for it. You look at the children and you see God there. You see the food, you see God there. You see Shabbat there. You look at everything, you see God in it. Then you shmor v'zachor. Then you have the shmor v'zachor. Then you establish the Shabbat. Because if you don't keep Shabbat, now I give you a secret. If the guy, the first one said, the first Ten Commandments, said, Anochi Hashem Elohecha, Hotzati Otcha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Liyod Lecha Le'Elohim, Ani Adonai Elohechem Emet. Right, that's the first one. What says on the other side? Don't kill. Because if you don't believe in one God, Anochi, that saved you, you will kill. If you make other images, you will steal. If you use his name in vain, you will tachmod, you will really go and fornicate. Because you don't believe. If you don't keep Shabbat, you're going to witness in lie. You're going to, that means lie will be established in your life. And who wants to establish lie in his life? And if you don't keep, because if you don't keep Shabbat, you certainly you don't respect your father and mother. Because your father and mother kept Shabbat. I'm talking your father and mother. Any other questions? God, I want to tell you, I'm going to miss you next week, but I shall remember you. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Shabbat shalom.
Ask you a question also after.
Say that again?